Play a low note on a piano, organ, cello, or horn, and something curious happens. You think you are hearing one pitch. You are not. You are hearing a whole family. Some members of that family are strong enough to be obvious. Others remain buried inside the sound. But they are there, shaping what the ear receives.
That is our subject. Not physics for its own sake. Not the kind of science one politely endures before returning to the music, but one of the hidden foundations of musical hearing.
Because long before composers invented harmony, the overtone series was already there. Long before orchestration manuals, it was already there. Long before anyone named a major triad, the acoustic facts that help make the triad intelligible were already present inside vibrating sound. That does not mean music is reducible to physics. It means physics is one of the places music begins.
Earlier in the course, you learned that timbre is not decorative, that texture is not just thickness, and that orchestration is part of musical meaning rather than a finishing layer. You also learned that register changes the body of a line, doubling changes color, and spacing changes how harmony lives in the air. All of that prepares the ground for this lecture. Now we go underneath the surface.
The overtone series is what happens when a sounding body vibrates not only as a whole, but in parts. Along with the fundamental pitch, you get higher frequencies, partials or overtones, at mathematically related intervals. You do not need the full acoustical apparatus all at once. What matters first is this. A musical sound is richer than its notated pitch. And that richness is not arbitrary. It has structure.
Today I want to give you five ideas. Fundamental and overtone, the harmonic series, timbre as overtone profile, resonance and register, and the difference between acoustic tendency and musical law.
That last distinction matters enormously. Too much bad thinking about music begins by confusing what sound makes possible with what music is obliged to do. The overtone series does not dictate all of music, but it explains more than many listeners realize. A few terms. Fundamental. The lowest pitch in a complex tone. The pitch we usually identify as the note itself. Overtone or partial. A higher frequency sounding above the fundamental. Strictly speaking, partials is often the more accurate term. For our purposes, the distinction can remain light.
Harmonic series. A series of pitches produced at whole number multiples of the fundamental frequency. This is the most important overtone structure in Western acoustics.
Resonance. The tendency of a body or space to reinforce certain frequencies. This helps explain why some notes ring, bloom, or project differently from others.
Timbre, the color or character of a sound.
One of the main reasons a clarinet and a violin can play the same note and sound utterly different is that their overtone profiles differ.
Inharmonicity. A condition in which upper partials do not align neatly with the harmonic series. This matters in bells, certain percussion, and even in subtle ways on the piano. Let us begin with the simplest fact. A sounding note is not a single frequency in isolation. It is a compound event.
Play a low fundamental on an organ or cello, and the upper partials begin to color the sound immediately. Some may be audible as brightness, sheen, edge, or bloom, rather than as separately heard pitches. That does not make them any less real.
Listen now to a low sustained note. Do not ask only what pitch it is. Ask what kind of sound world is living above it.
That is the first lesson. The ear hears one note. The sound contains many.
This matters because musical hearing is never purely symbolic. We do not hear C as a naked abstract unit. We hear an acoustically structured event. That structure is part of why some intervals and sonorities feel grounded in a way others do not. Now the question everyone quietly wants answered. Does the overtone series explain harmony? Not completely, but it helps explain why certain intervallic relationships feel so deeply persuasive. If you ascend through the early overtones of a fundamental, you encounter the octave, the fifth, and, in a more complicated way, the major third. The rough acoustic image of the major triad is already latent there. This is one reason the major triad can feel less invented than discovered. Not because it fell from heaven, but because acoustic reality predisposes the ear toward certain relations. Listen now. Do not think in chord labels. Hear the relation between fundamental, fifth, and the emerging upper consonances. That is the beginning of the story. It does not justify every rule of common practice harmony. It does not explain minor tonality, historical style, or counterpoint by itself. But it does show why some sonorities feel acoustically aligned, while others feel more resistant, more constructed, more artificial. This is why the overtone series matters. It is not a complete theory of music. It is a partial theory of why certain intervals arrive with unusual force. Now, timbre. The overtone series is one of the central reasons instruments sound different from one another, even when they play the same pitch. The violin, clarinet, oboe, horn, and flute do not differ simply because they are made of different materials. They differ because they emphasize different parts of the overtone spectrum. One sound is rich in upper partials, another is hollowed out, another is reedy, another glows from within. Listen now to the same pitch or line in different instruments. Do not ask only which one you prefer. Ask what kind of overtone life each instrument is projecting. This is why orchestration cannot be reduced to note assignment. To choose an instrument is to choose an overtone profile. That is also why register matters so much. An instrument in one register may emphasize a very different overtone balance than it does elsewhere. The same horn can sound noble in one range and almost raw in another. The same flute can sound pure, piercing, or breath-burnished, depending on where it lives. The overtone series is not just acoustics. It is orchestration in embryo. Now, resonance. Not every note on an instrument leaves equally. Some bloom, some speak reluctantly. Some set neighboring strings or air columns into sympathy. Some seem to gather a halo around themselves. That is partly a matter of resonance. The instrument body, the room, the string length, the air column, the overtone content, all of these interact. Listen now to the difference between a note that merely sounds and one that seems to open outward. Thank you.
The difference matters musically. It affects why composers favor certain keys on certain instruments. It affects why open strings matter. It affects why brass choirs in certain ranges seem to radiate rather than simply announce. It affects why organ registration feels architectural rather than merely additive.
This is also one of the reasons key character cannot be reduced to abstract notation alone. Resonance is part of the story. Now, a necessary caution. Some people hear the overtone series and start speaking as though all of music were simply the unfolding of acoustic destiny. That is nonsense. The overtone series explains tendencies. It does not dictate styles. Composers can align with those tendencies. They can exploit them, as brass writing often does. They can thicken or clarify timbre through overtone-aware orchestration. They can make resonance the center of a passage. But they can also resist the series. They can favor intervals that feel less acoustically ingrained. They can write music whose color depends on beating, friction, inharmonicity, or constructed symmetry rather than acoustic ease. Listen now. Ask not whether the sound is natural. Ask whether the composer is cooperating with the acoustic grain of sound, intensifying it or pushing against it. That is the more intelligent question. The overtone series is not a tyrant. It is a field of possibilities. So why should a listener care? Because once you hear sound as structured from within, several things become clearer. You understand why timbre matters so much. You understand why orchestration can change the identity of a line without changing the notes. You understand why some sonorities seem to lock in while others feel deliberately rough. You understand why resonance is part of musical meaning, not just part of the instrument's mechanics. And you begin to hear that harmony, timbre, and acoustics are not separate departments. They are overlapping ways of organizing sound. So what is the overtone series, musically speaking? It is the acoustic fact that a sounding pitch is more than itself. One note contains a hierarchy. That hierarchy helps shape consonance. It helps shape timbre. It helps shape resonance. It helps shape orchestration. It does not explain all of music, but it explains why the material of music is already internally ordered before a composer touches it. That is why physics matters here. Not because it replaces art, because it describes part of what art is working with. This lecture grows naturally out of the earlier lectures on timbre, texture, orchestration, harmony, and tuning. It sits especially close to the timbre and orchestration lectures because both of those already taught you to hear color, register, spacing, and orchestral decision. This lecture explains why those choices have the force they do. It also points outward to tuning and temperament, because the overtone series helps explain the lure of pure intervals. To orchestration, because instrumental color is inseparable from overtone profile. And to later modern music, because many 20th century composers either intensify acoustic resonance or deliberately work against it. It also changes how you hear a note. After this, a note should feel less like a point and more like a structured event. Check yourself. I am going to play 4 short excerpts. For each one, ask a different question. Am I hearing a rich overtone spectrum or a relatively spare one? Does this sonority seem acoustically aligned or deliberately resistant? Is the instrument's timbre being shaped by overtone emphasis?
Is resonance part of what makes this moment feel alive? If one excerpt sounded dense, glowing, or internally rich, overtone content was likely central to the effect. If one sounded pure but thin, or rough but vivid, overtone profile was still part of the story. If one note seemed to bloom beyond its attack, resonance was doing some of the work. That is enough for now. The goal is not to hear the entire harmonic series analytically every time. It is to stop mistaking pitch for the whole sound. Before next time, listen to one organ or brass passage, one string passage, and one orchestral coloristic passage by Debussy, Ravel, or Messiaen. Do not ask only what notes are being played. Ask, what kind of overtone world is this sound projecting? What is blooming above the fundamental? And how is the composer using that as musical meaning? If those questions begin to feel natural, then the overtone series has stopped being acoustics and become listening.